The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Nikki, always good to speak to you here on the Netball Show. First of all, Director of Netball, you took it on back in 2018 off the back of 3 times Fans Player of the Season. So I suppose first question is, what kind of pressure was there then compared to now? Is it about the same?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's an element of pressure, I guess, that comes along with the territory of just being a high-level coach or a manager in any sort of elite-level, professional-level sport environment. But I guess I knew that and accepted that and wanted that for a really long time. So it's just one of those things that comes with the territory. Obviously, you know, 3-4 seasons into it now, so I feel a little bit more prepared for the madness that is to ensue year on year. So yeah, I think it doesn't really ever get any easier, but you just learn to deal with the hard stuff a bit better. And I think over the last few years, I've probably done an okay job at being able to be quite robust to hard situations that this job can throw at you. So yeah, still super enjoying it, still loving every minute of it, still feeling incredibly grateful and blessed and fortunate and lucky and any other superlative you could probably imagine that I'm in this position. And you know, now arguably one of the more experienced coaches around the league, which is a bit wild to say considering I'm still not 30 yet.
Well, not just fans of Storm, but obviously fans of the league as well have been keeping an eye on the progress and they see it as a building process. So as we head obviously into 2023 and the new season, where do you think you are in that stage of the coaching career?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, me coming into this role when I did at the stage that Storm was at after a really tough couple of years and a rebuild that never really happened, you know, we was under no illusion of how lengthy that process was going to be and how tough at times that process was going to be. You know, we always spoke internally about sort of, you know, it taking 5 years and, you know, 3 years in, it's no shock to us that we've started to make some headway and inroads into where we want to be. And I think that stuff really does take some time, you know, and we just have to stay steadfast in the journey and make sure that, you know, we're on the right track and aligned to what we think our values are. And there have been some really difficult times over the last couple of years. I'm aware of that. And I felt that every minute of it. But yeah, I think, you know, this off season, looking into next year, that, you know, it's probably given us a little bit of hope and backing that we are doing something right. And we must be, because, you know, of the personnel and the players that are wanting to come here and be part of it and, you know, be coached by me and my coaching team. And, you know, I can obviously recognise the progress that this team have gone through the last couple of years. But, you know, we're still not where we want to be in terms of finals and top four and championship winning. We've still got a lot of work to do before we get there. So, you know, we're not going to shout about our progress too much. But we have to take the mini wins. And as I say, I think behind the scenes, there's a lot to show around the really good stuff that we've been implementing the last couple of seasons. And we're really much hoping that this season is the first year that some of that stuff is going to start to come to fruition. But, you know, we're sitting here saying that, and I'm sure there's other franchises that are doing the same. So year on year, teams step up their game. We feel like we're in a really good place, and then the league goes up one notch. So, you know, we'll see what happens come February time when the league gets going again.
Universally as well, it's always important to include Pathway as part of the whole wider picture. There's been changes there. So what will Lynette and Beverly bring to the Storm?
Yeah, I think for us, that Pathway piece has been a really important period over the last few years. You know, it's gone through a number of transitions. And I think this year is the first time in a while that we feel completely solidified across the board. Well, you know, with great people in the right roles in terms of Bev and her coaching experience and Annette spearheading the communication and the pathway in terms of the organization. So look, I think bottom line, what we're trying to do, what I'm steadfast on doing, whether this is on court, off court, playing personnel, coaching personnel, is surrounding this franchise with fantastic people, you know, with mindsets that all align to get this franchise going in the direction of travel that we want them to. And I really do believe with my whole heart this year, we've got a lot of that correct across the board. You know, I've seen how hard Annette and Beverly work in the trial process that we've just undergone. You know, we had 5 nights of 140 plus athletes coming through the doors on each night. There was a logistical nightmare, but every single one of them had a big smile on their face and wanted to be part of what we're doing here. So, yeah, there's some really promising signs. You know, that's amazing for me as a director of netball to be able to greet them and their parents as they come through the door and see them play. And, you know, year on year, we're looking to elevate people up from that pathway into our Super League environment. So, it's all part of it. But yeah, we're super excited and so far so good over the last couple of months.
There's always going to be a bit of a structure to the player announcements as well. But I think just that little bit of assurance for fans of Storm that you and Yaz were maybe announced first alongside Praskovia.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be really honest, you know, I kind of stay out of the order of play and that gets handed over to our marketing team who, you know, I know after years gone by with some great traction we've had around signing announcements really do take that window very, very seriously. and, you know, they like the clout that they get as admin for, you know, being a bit innovative and doing some really great announcements. And we're so pleased with that and the way that that's received across the netball world. You know, I think year on year, I sort of try and downplay an announcement for me as I think it's a bit of a given, but they keep telling me that, you know, if I'm going to be quoting on other players, then I should probably be announced as a player as well. So that's fair enough. And that makes sense. And yeah, obviously, Yaz Brooks or Nee Parsons, who has been club captain for us over the last few years, it's only right and deservedly so that she gets that moment first, just as a sign of respect, I guess, to her as club captain. And yeah, Praskovia Peace, you know, needs no more words. She is a world-class individual, a phenomenal human being, and still one of the biggest signings we have here at Storm. Even though she's retained from last year into this year, I still don't think it should be downplayed for 1 second how much of a monumental signing Peace Praskovia is. And we're so, so excited to have retained the spine of our team, but also hopefully have bolstered the team in some really important court areas.
Speaking of which, I think the moment for me as a fan of the league and a fan of Storm, I'm openly admit it, is the big sit-up moment was the signing of Layla.
Yeah, I'll
happily be corrected. Was that a case for you to go, you know what, she's the best defender, so I'm actually going to have the balls just to go and approach her?
Yeah, look, I think for us this year, in terms of our recruitment phase and our strategy, was pretty simple, to be honest. We knew exactly the players that we wanted to recruit in what court area. It was just a case of whether we could execute that plan and make it happen. And, you know, it took a while of a bit of stress on my behalf. But, you know, I was really, really pleased that we executed that exactly the way that we wanted to. So, yeah, look, we knew from really early on, as I say, where we wanted to fill those positions and who we wanted to fill them with some really A-star netballers. But also, again, just some great human beings who, you know, are really great trainers, are fantastic personnel to have in and around the team environment. They spearhead the spine of our team with a winning mentality. And I think that's really important for taking us from the mid-table team where we are now, where, you know, last season we did a great job to compete. But this season, it's about getting over the line. You know, we want to make finals. We want to be a finals team. And we're very much hoping that the recruitment phase we've gone through this season with the retaining players from last year and spearheading, you know, with players like Layla Guskoff and Sophie Drakeford-Lewis and Amy Flanagan is going to help us do that. I mean, who wouldn't want those players as part of their team? You know, those players could have gone to anyone and they didn't. They came to Storm. So we're really pleased about that.
I spoke to Sophie DL about England and she's obviously delighted to be back and playing alongside Frankie as well since I think it was those MPL days as well. So just having two people like that and just giving you that extra option up the top end.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, again, we're pretty savvy in our recruitment strategy and try to be in terms of, you know, there isn't a single player that we've recruited that hasn't already connected with someone in our squad somewhere in their playing past. As you say, Sophie Drakeford-Lewis has played with Frankie Wells at the University of Bath for a number of years. Layla Guskoff, Sophia Kandapa and myself all played at Mavericks together for years. Layla and Sharti Curtis have partnered together in a Team Bath defensive unit previous to this. And obviously, Amy Flanagan and half of this Storm team know each other from the days of old when we was all here and has the connection with a couple of the girls who then went to Wasps. So, everyone who's donning the Duckhead blue dress this year has a connection with someone. I think that's very important. But having said that, you know, that there's still a lot to be said for the pre-season phase and how much it's going to be really critical to gel those connections with each other. Because, you know, we've seen it before and it happens in every single sport known to man. You know, a team on paper doesn't necessarily translate into on-court performances. So it's my job and our coaching team's task to make sure that we take the names that we have on a page and connect them to success on a netball court. And that's what we'll be aiming to do.
The eagle-eyed among us will have also seen Amy alongside Hannah on a couple of pictures on the Stormers Facebook. Is that how that re-signing Amy came about?
Yeah, I can neither confirm or deny that. No. Yeah, I mean, it's no secret, and every single franchise can do this year on year. You know, wider than our squad of 15, we have the ability to have what we call training associates as wider members of our training squad. And every franchise can do that. And it just so happened that last year, you know, we kept Amy in and around our training environment. So, you know, when she left the NSL, it was sort of a known thing that Amy was one of the best wing defences in the league to never play for England. And I can absolutely vouch that that is still the case, given the fact that she's been in and around our playing environment for the last year. And yeah, as you mentioned, Hannah Knight and some other really, really influential people that have played a big part in Storm's history are also included in that wider training group. So I think it's really important. We acknowledge the success of players past. We acknowledge what they can bring to our training environment and how influential they can be on some of the younger players that we've got within our group. And for me as well, you know, knowledge sharing. You know, I'm a bit fluid and weird and wonderful in terms of how I work as a coach. I don't pretend to have completed it and I don't have all the answers. So, and I'm not precious over where we get those answers from. It's just about what we need to do to achieve as a team. So we're trying to surround our training environment with as much knowledge as possible so that somewhere amongst us, we've got an answer and we can fix a problem and we can flourish. So yeah, so they was around us last year and really, really excited to have them again next year.
Another new arrival is Ellie Gibbons. I just get the sense that she's a right kind of person to have around the place.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I know Ellie from my Premier League days at New Campbell. She's still there competing. I was actually watching their game this weekend against Termford. So Ellie and I used to be ex-teammates. She's obviously gone on to do some great things in a Wasps environment where she was alongside, you know, a few of the athletes that we will have this season. And, you know, knowing Ellie like I do, I know that she's going to slot into our environment incredibly well. She's got a fantastic work rate, a fantastic mentality. She's a very, very committed athlete with a team first headspace. And I think that's going to fit perfectly into what we're trying to do this year. And also we want to help her continued netball development. That's really important. You know, throughout our pre-season phase, there's going to be ample amount of opportunity for all of our athletes to get exposure on an NSL court and in training environment, which I'm sure, as we know from the team list, is going to be incredibly competitive. And as we know, you know, it's a long old season and it's a very, very robust season and things are bound to happen. You know, there's always going to be injuries and illnesses and instances where we're looking at our wider squad to come in and be able to compete for us at any given moment. And I know Ellie is one of those athletes that will absolutely stay ready and locked in and engaged.
How much of a importance overall is the continued and ongoing support of Bartikard and Mizuno?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's probably the biggest piece to how we've managed to grow over the last couple of years, to be honest. You know, I think their backing has been just astronomical in terms of our brand and our identity and the feeling that it's created for what we're trying to do here. It really does align to, you know, us trying to push Storm into the forefront. And I think, you know, anyone who stepped foot in Surrey Sports Park last year would have got that feeling from the branding that was around the building and the identity that Mizuno specifically and Bartikard helped us to create. So, yeah, I don't think we can underestimate or downplay how important it is that their continued support is. And we are so, so grateful for that. And yeah, it means a lot to us every single year to be able to run out in front of our crowd in an amazing design and with a fantastic brand like Mizuno. So we're really grateful for their support. We look forward to continuing that into 2023. And he's hoping to potentially some more partnerships as well that can only help improve our development further.
Who's on the bench this season? Danny Back?
Yeah, so our bench will remain largely unchanged. So we're looking to continue that support with Danny Mugridge and Lorraine Carolesca, which will be fantastic. They'll be in and around our training environment as well with some added extras. So yeah, I think, you know, we've built a really great working relationship over the last few years. And I think much like me as well, you know, they probably feel like they've got quite a lot of unfinished business because we're not where we want to be yet. So you know, we remain steadfast on continuing to try and achieve what we want to achieve and go on the same trajectory. So no, I'm really excited to continue the work with those guys.
I'd imagine as well, maybe the top four hasn't been something that's been fortunate in the last couple of seasons, but everyone's buying into that Storm way of life, aren't they? That dedication to training and that almost you're all in this together.
Oh, yeah, of course. But look, I don't think there's a single franchise that would sit here and say that isn't the same for them. So, you know, I can appreciate, you know, we're all trying to do the same thing and none of us have a secret recipe in a book somewhere that tells us how to do it. So, you know, I think as much as we're hoping for a really positive season this year, and I think we've covered our bases recruitment wise to be able to do that, you know, just because we think that's the way doesn't mean it's going to be the way. And there is absolutely no guarantee in this wonderful world of sport. So our feet are firmly on the ground. There's been a lot of outside noise because of the signing window, and that's great. And the excitement is fantastic. But for us, when the girls come into pre-season in a couple of weeks' time, it's just about what do we need to do to get the job done? And we're going to remain steadfast on just worrying about what we need to do and let external stuff all take care of itself. You know, I think, you know, every single director of netball / head coach is going to be sitting here thinking that they've bolstered their squad list this year, that they've done a really good job in their recruitment this year. In which case the competitiveness of the league is just going to go up more, and we have to step up to that. And you know what it's like, you know, sometimes in the world of elite sport, you do everything right and you still don't win. That's just the way that it goes. So just because, you know, you may think you deserve it doesn't mean it happens, and there's nothing guaranteed. You know, it's just not fair, is it? So we've just got to worry about our controllables, keep our feet firmly on the ground, keep our mentality in the right headspace, which is what do we need to do to improve. And hopefully at some point, you know, mid-season towards the end of the season next year, we'll be where we want to be. But what I do know is it's not going to be for the want of trying.
How much is it performances compared to actual results?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a bit of both. Obviously, they're linear and, you know, we need to put out the performances necessary in order to get the results. And I think for us this year, it's just going to be about transitioning that mindset a little bit from wanting to compete and want to put up itself in a position to win. Whereas now the mindset needs to be, even on our worst day, we need to find a way to win. You know, almost the Thunder mentality, which they were incredibly good at last year, the best in the league, which is why they went 22 unbeaten. You know, even on days that even they would say by their standards it wasn't functioning great and still a lot that they needed to improve on, they still found a way to win. And that's our task this year, is how do we get to that point? How do we get that mentality? So I think it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a different challenge to what we've had over the last couple of years, but everything's a headache, isn't it? You know, there's some headaches that are marginally better than others. So this will be a headache much like any other season, and call me a bit sadistic, but I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Mickey, as always, great to speak to you and the latest from the club. So we saw netball.co.uk. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Yas Brooks is also back for Storm, and she's been sharing more on some of Mickey's qualities.
It's a big job. You know, Mickey's the same age as me, and to take on and be director of netball of a franchise so young is incredible and a real inspiration to other aspiring netball coaches out there. You know, I think all of us as players can say that we're really super proud of her and all her commitment. But we're so young, and I think we've got a lot of learning to do, and I think that's really exciting. So, you know, watch this space in terms of the development of Surrey Storm and where she'll lead it.
Has she got that good netball brain? Can you see that in a person?
Oh, yeah. I've always known Mickey to have that. I think, you know, when we used to do video analysis in the past, she would always share something that she spotted. She definitely has that netball brain, some stuff that you wouldn't potentially pick up on yourself, which I find really admirable about Mickey. And I think she's taught me a lot as well. So just being able to analyse the game and pick certain moments out and reflect on those and how to overcome those strategies that other teams implement. You know, you have to give her credit for that. She has got this phenomenal netball brain, and we've learned a lot from her. I think, yeah, definitely, I'm going to put it out there. You just watch this space of Sorry Storm.
Back at the Storm this season is Frankie Wells. She's been telling me more about the journey it's taken to get to where she is.
There is no perfect journey that any netballer has had. Everyone has had their ups and downs, and I would never slate or disregard anywhere I've been. I'm so grateful for the years that I've had. They have taught me lessons that I didn't think I'd be able to get through, or that I didn't think I'd be able to learn, or that I didn't think I needed to learn, but all of it has been massive. And I've been around, that's the one thing I'm so grateful about, I've been around a wealth of players, from the starting seven to the unofficial training partners. Like, I've been around such a quality amount of netball players that in their own have helped me open doors to my own psyche and self and ability that I just didn't know was there. So I'm so grateful for Mavs and the year that I had at Pulse, you know, and I will always take that on my belt, and I would never turn that down as in like, oh, that was a waste of a year, because they weren't.
And how easy was that decision to return last season?
There was just something about Storm. And when I spoke to Mickey, she was just so honest and just so acknowledging of what I wanted, what I saw for myself. And she was honest in the fact of like, this is where I see you. This is where I see you going. This is what we can offer you, and we can get you there, but it is by no means yours at all. Like, you are trialing against this amount of people, and if you want it, you have to go and get it. We will not give it to you at all. And I really appreciate the fact that even when I spoke to a few people, that even having the phone calls with them, that like, this is where we are. And it was a real pros and cons list thing of like, right, okay, this is where I'll be, this is where I'll go. And it was just, I'd say it was an experience, because it's a good position to be in, but it was also a tough decision to be in, because it's always, do I stay where I am? Do I move? Do I challenge myself? Do I go with my gut? Do I go with what's right on paper? And the trialing process was brutal.
What about Mickey? How important is that role that she plays?
The first time I ever played Super League was at Sorry Storm, and Mickey were teammates. So, you know, she's been that player that's done her bench year. She's been the player that has got the exposure. She is now the player that is the coach. Like, she's got so many notches to her belt, and she's so smart with it all as well. So she does very much understand where you're coming from, and she can sympathise, but also in the sense of how she should be. She is very honest and not harsh, but very honest in the sense of, okay, well, if you want it, you have to go and get it, because there's no way I'm going to give it to you. And, you know, I think everyone's seen on Mickey's Instagrams that she trains like an absolute trooper.
Non-stop.
And sets the standard. And she's like, if you don't meet this standard, then quite frankly, it's not what Storm wants. Like, we want people who are willing to bust the gut and get on with it. And that, for me, was just like bells ringing in my head, like, great, this is what I want. Someone who's going to be like, here's the opportunity. If you want it, come and get it.
And we all know that duck egg is definitely your colour.
Duck egg blue has always been my colour. Brings out my eyes.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.